come bearing some raw truth about having a friend in Jesus. And it's a reflection anytime you want to reflect back and just think when you had no one and he was always there. And this comes from John 15:15. And it says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. And I felt like, yes, we all know that a good friendship takes time, effort, raw truth, sensitivity, and vulnerability. But to have a healthy friendship, it would not be one-sided. And that's like, how would you feel if your best friend only came around when they needed something, or they needed to borrow something or ask you something when they was only in need? Well, that's how Christ feels about us, because he would like to be our friend, because he's a real one with supernatural love for us. But if we only went to him in a time of need and desperation, or to beg for better, we might not be sending the correct message, and our interests are perceived as getting something from him rather than loving, which is what we should be focused on: how to love, how to give love, how to show love, and what is love. So just to thank him and thank him for being a friend in this simple prayer, I just want to share. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for being a friend when all else have failed me. I thank you for leading me even on a path I could not see. I thank you for the help that you continue to give me and the mind to give me to build our relationship, so that when human friends fail me, I know that your supernatural love will always lift me. Help me to rely on you only when I feel like I have no one. Help me to always have an elevated mind and a pure heart in all I do for anyone. Help me to make genuine decisions that would not only affect me, but also reflect you. Help me to always be a friend to you and never forget that I need you every step of the way. Help me to always acknowledge you in all that I do and remember that I have. And that all I have, Lord, is from you. And nothing comes without coming through you. Thank you for this new creature in me. I'm on a new journey with great intentions and a humble heart and a godly plan from you. And it's all because of you. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend and just trusting me for your purpose. And in Jesus' name, don't turn me loose, Lord. Amen. And I just want you all to enjoy life itself. And just remember, Jesus said, you have a friend in me when you have no one else. Be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.